Welcome to the TerraGo podcast series. The theme for GEOINT 2017 is advancing capabilities to meet emerging threats. Once again, TerraGo will be on hand at the conference, showcasing its mobile solutions for allowing the defense and intelligence community to best connect and share data on an enterprise level and beyond. And today we're speaking with Scott Lee, Director of Federal Sales for TerraGo, about the company's presence at GEOINT 2017 and much more. And Scott, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Matt. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Sure thing. It's great to speak with you as always. And let's jump right in. Tell us about what TerraGo will be showcasing at GEOINT this year.
Certainly. So the GEOINT community has really made some great progress in bringing technology to analysts specifically, from automated feature extraction and detection, some artificial intelligence in some cases, data management, remote sensing, and algorithms for processing all these different data types. Our focus is really delivering the result from that science to end users. So at GEOINT, we're going to be showcasing our mobility solutions with TerraGo Edge and TerraGo Magic Enterprise application technologies. The TerraGo Edge application itself is a commercial off-the-shelf application, and is really the result of over 5 years of defining requirements in really austere environments, and then deploying an intuitive application for the tactical and strategic end users to visualize the results of the science that I just mentioned. Our application enables users to receive the results of that science and add their own details and comments, observations, and seamlessly sync that new information back to the enterprise, regardless of what enterprise platform technology is being used. The TerraGo Magic technology itself is a no-code application development environment and leverages those 150-plus features and functions of TerraGo Edge, but delivers the no-code development environment to an enterprise where they can actually make their own application. The enterprise can, the Magic no-code development environment can manipulate the terminology used in the app, choose specific features and functions of Edge. You don't have to include all 150-plus capabilities, and design their own workflows and manipulate the look and feel of the app through custom environmental variables like colors and naming convention.
That's awesome. Well, that sounds like a lot of good stuff going on there this year at GEOINT. So I think we might have talked about this, or maybe I have with others in the TerraGo family, about why creating and leveraging GeoPackage for interoperability is very important for the GEOINT community. Tell us a little bit more about
that. That's a really good point and a really good question. There's some background really in that the intelligence cycle itself is pretty well defined for the GEOINT community. I'm going back, and I don't want to date myself, but about 25 years when I was active duty as an analyst, the last real phase of that cycle is dissemination, and it just generally seemed to be a secondary thought. And to be truthful, that's probably still is sometimes the case. Our focus at TerraGo has always been the dismounted or disadvantaged user that doesn't have a lot of connectivity and without a sophisticated system with, you know, software packages that require a lot of expertise and training. So a few years ago, the Army Geospatial Center embarked on an initiative to embrace the challenge here of getting the geospatial big data downrange. And GeoPackage is really a result of that investment that they made. GeoPackage is an OGC spec that enables the seamless sharing of the science, again, mentioned earlier, to anyone in the world, regardless of the platform. It leverages SQLite, which is available on everyone's smartphone, smart device. And TerraGo Edge really embraces that geo package through the importing and exporting of the data type. And the end user really doesn't even have to understand the details itself of what geo package is. It lets us carry data models, which is a really fundamental requirement in the Army space to carry data models like the Army Geospatial Enterprise or AGE their standard and shareable geospatial foundation, or SSGF, and many others. It's not specific just to that, but GeoPackage really gives us the versatility to carry those types to maintain the integrity of data models as we move information around. What we have to understand is that the geospatial capabilities really cut across multiple and all warfighting functions and are going to be critical to any sort of mission success. So GeoPackage is really the way to deliver this information across all functions. And we're really proud of the work we've done and saying that TerraGo's embraced this GeoPackage technology in our applications.
That's great. Let's shift focus here real quick, if you don't mind, and tell us about the concept of drone to phone, which is all about leveraging data from multiple sensors and collection platforms on a handheld device, of course, in real time. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, so if we get a little, it becomes a little bit dicey when we start talking about real-time data delivery. And I'm a little reticent to say that we're delivering data in real time from a drone to a phone, but what we are doing is simplifying that delivery. And again, we're using open standards and open specifications to a user who couldn't traditionally view that data, that drone type data or other platform data, with geospatial context. We can deliver a JPEG or a PowerPoint or another, you know, a PNG file, but it just doesn't retain that geospatial context. And as GeoInt professionals, users really want to continue to leverage the geospatial context. From a ConOps perspective, as data is received from a drone to a base station, wherever that may be, or if it's processed on the sensor itself, an analyst can chip, clip, and ship that content directly from an imagery or an FMV exploitation environment, and make the available using our edge server as an offline map. And the user with TerraGo Edge, the app itself or their own customized version thereof, can sync back with the services and automatically have the data on their device in moment, retain that geospatial context, and then visualize the information observed by the drone pilot or by the analyst. So it really liberates the content itself from a sophisticated system or a sophisticated enterprise application down to the end user and that tactical user that needs access to the information.
All right, nice. Good stuff there. So tell us real quickly about how TerraGo Edge or the Magic private cloud can best enable secure, definitely from a security standpoint, collaboration. Very important for this community.
Absolutely, it really is, and I think it's important to note that TerraGo is not in the security business, but we do control access to the cloud through a couple of different methods. One is generally just a credentials-based restriction. And that's for the COTS, that's commercial off-the-shelf technology. Now, with the Magic technology, which again leverages all of the COTS capabilities, we do this a little differently because DoD IT rules can really constrain using a public commercial service. So with Magic, what we do is we actually hard code access to that cloud or that service specifically to an APK or an iOS application that's developed. So how does this work, really, I guess is the question. So for instance, the enterprise needs a disaster response application for hurricane season. That hurricane season is upon us here in the near future. So we give access to the Magic technology to the enterprise, and an application gets built for disaster response. Inside of Magic, there's a server configuration section, and that is available to the person that builds the app, and this is where the hard coding actually takes place. So the APK or the installer for iOS actually has the connection directly to the enterprise service behind the firewall. So anyone who has access to the app, which is sideloaded or delivered through a different medium, is automatically hard coded to the services so that enterprise collaboration can actually take place. from a little bit of a different perspective, the enterprise may have, you know, a SIPR requirement. And in this case, we don't want to publish the application to an open app or a Play Store. The technology is completely configured, compiled, and deployed from behind the enterprise firewall. And those connections are hard-coded from behind the firewall.
That's great. You know, Scott, let's step back for a second here. I know you've been involved in the GEOINT community for many years and been to many GEOINT conferences. In your opinion, how have things evolved and where do you think the community is headed these days?
So technology has obviously evolved really quickly. The thing to note from the community perspective and our focus on the end user is that as everyone knows, just by looking at your phone yourself or your tablet yourself, this mobile revolution is actually here. And the science of the intelligence process really hides behind the door in a lot of cases. But the GEOINT community understands that our most important assets are our operators, soldiers, sailors, Marines, and first responders who need access to the results of this science itself. This dissemination step, not the final step because it is a loop in the intelligence cycle, but the dissemination step in the intelligence cycle is really critical to being able to save lives and thus and allow those assets to really perform their job as efficiently as possible. We can perform all of the analysis and use sophisticated algorithms and the many years of experience that we've got to predict the adversary's next course of action. But if we can't get the context and content downrange to our assets, it's going to take a toll on multiple fronts. So the realization that has come to our success really depends on supporting our most important resources with the intel as effectively as possible and as efficiently as possible. And we see that movement as that mobile revolution is upon us. And that was one of the things that USGIF really pushed a few years ago was the time for mobility. And Terrigo has embraced that with our partners, our corporate partners, and our customers, which we believe are partners as well. To help us move forward and really embrace the mobility aspect of the business.
That's fantastic. You know, Scott, it's been wonderful connecting with you. Before we sign off today, anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, there is not too much. There is, there's a lot of excitement at Terrigo with the next phase and evolution of the business. We've had a tremendous amount of adoption on the mobility front. Both in the federal space, a tremendous amount of interest on the border protection space. The environment's really changing with the newer administration, and we really hope to be able to help our federal partners in moving forward and making sure that we really are able to get this content downrange and to the people who need access to the information that we work so hard on from an analyst perspective.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. For all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Terrigo podcast interview with Scott Lee, Director of Federal Sales at Terrigo. And Scott was kind enough to share his insights about the company's presence at GEOINT 2017 and much more. And Scott, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. You have a good afternoon. We look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.